Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of the news on KJAN, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. In the news, a report of a stolen vehicle in Red Oak Tuesday afternoon resulted in a pursuit and arrest. According to Red Oak Police, 25-year-old Eric Van Osdell of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 3:15 p.m. and charged with felony eluding and theft in the second degree. His bond was set at $5,000. His arrest followed a report by Tracy Van Osdell of Red Oak indicating her 1991 Jeep Wrangler had been stolen. A Montgomery County Sheriff's deputy saw the SUV operated by Eric Van Osdell as it entered the city of Stanton from the north. The deputy attempted to stop the Jeep, which then continued south through Stanton on O Avenue and into Page County, where the vehicle was cornered by law enforcement in the area of O Avenue and 190th Street. Montgomery County deputies were assisted by deputies of the Page County Sheriff's Office, Red Oak Police, and the Iowa State Patrol. Police in Red Oak arrested two men on separate charges Tuesday. 20-year-old Todd Michael Wrench II of Red Oak was arrested at around 6:10 p.m. on a Mills County warrant for leaving the scene of an accident. His bond at Montgomery County Jail was set at $1,000. And at around 2:15 p.m., 27-year-old Jeremy John Thompson of Red Oak was arrested on a Montgomery County warrant for violation of probation. Thompson was being held at the Montgomery County Jail on a $10,000 cash bond. Audubon County Sheriff Todd Johnson reports a traffic stop Monday night resulted in the arrest of a man on drug and other charges. 21-year-old Jesse James Svoboda of Audubon was arrested at around 8:30 p.m. near 200th Street and Kingbird Avenue. Svoboda faces charges that include possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving while suspended. He was also cited for having no insurance and speeding. Svoboda has posted a cash bond and was released from custody. The Harlan Police Department reports a man from Harlan was arrested last Friday on a Cass County warrant for theft in the fifth degree. 35-year-old Daniel Pash pleaded guilty on Tuesday and was sentenced to one day in jail in order to make restitution. Also last Friday, a complaint was filed with the Shelby County Clerk of Court, charging 23-year-old Elmer Maroquin Chavez of Omaha with violation of a no-contact order. Last Saturday, 41-year-old Germano Mock of Harlan was arrested when officers were called to investigate a possibly intoxicated male in the 2000 block of 23rd Street. Mock was given a ride to his residence at 12th and Willow Streets. But about 3 hours later, officers were called to a possible intoxicated male in the 1400 block of Pine Street. At that time, Mock was taken into custody again and transported to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with intoxication in public. That same day, 18-year-old Brendan Ballantyne of Harlan was taken into custody on an active Shelby County warrant for harassment. Ballantyne was transported to the Shelby County Jail on the harassment warrant. He was also charged with possession of a controlled substance, delivery of a controlled substance, possession of contraband, and prohibited acts penalties. A railroad tanker car spilled all of its contents, 25,000 gallons of animal fat, as it rolled across Iowa Monday. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources and the Union Pacific Railroad worked both Monday and Tuesday to clean up the mess along 200 miles of track between Harrison County in the western part of the state and Linn County in the east. DNR spokesman Kevin Baskins says the amount of spillage varied greatly.
The biggest pool of the material we found in Boone when the train made about a 15-minute stop. It's an estimated loss of about 1,500 gallons there in Boone.
It's not believed much if any of the animal fat reached a waterway where it could threaten fish.
The railroad acted quickly in getting the bigger areas that had leakage cleaned up. So we're hopeful that there won't really be any kind of environmental impact.
The spill is blamed on a cap that somehow came off the bottom valve of the tanker. The leak was not discovered until the train reached Cedar Rapids. Baskins says oil dry was applied at railroad crossings where the material could cause slick conditions for vehicle traffic. A Western Iowa school superintendent has agreed to drop the appeal of his 30-day state license suspension in exchange for a renewed contract from the school board. The Trainer Community School District Board last week extended Kevin Elwood's contract for the next school year, but gave him no raise. In return, he dropped his appeal. On August 7th, the Iowa Board of Educational Examiners suspended Elwood's license, saying he should not have let his son work unsupervised as a custodian for the district after the son was accused of inappropriate sexual conduct. Elwood was accused of two violations of Iowa Code. In September of 2013, Elwood's son, Creighton Elwood, pleaded guilty to two counts of assault and one count of false imprisonment. At the Atlantic School District's Board of Education this evening is expected to continue with discussion pertaining to a special election for a voted physical plant and equipment levy, or PEPL, and PEPL income surtax. The talks are part of the board's regular monthly meeting that begins at 5:30 p.m. in the Atlantic High School Media Center. A resolution of election has been prepared calling for a vote on the combination PEPL and PEPL income surtax, which, if approved on September 13th, would cause the regular 10-year PEPL to begin December 31st for each calendar year, commencing with the 2017 calendar year, and the PEPL income surtax to begin July 1st of 2017. The resolution calls for the regular PEPL measure to be levied at a rate of 85 cents per $1,000 assessed valuation beginning July the 1st. A second public measure, which combines the PEPL and PEPL income surtax, says the percentage of income surtax will not exceed 20% to be determined by the board each year, with a total taxation not to exceed $1.34 per $1,000 of assessed property value in any one tax year. Now, if the measure fails, it would still not terminate or restrict authority previously granted by the voters to levy a special tax for any one or more of the purposes permitted by Iowa law. A measure placed before the voters last fall that was similar to the one being proposed failed. School board members hope to have the matter explained in a more detailed manner at future public meetings. In other business, the Atlantic School Board will act on a recommendation by Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein for a 3% salary increase beginning with the 2016-17 school year for school district administrators and supervisors, and a 3% salary increase for central office clerical staff. And finally, the Atlantic School Board this evening will act on approving contracts or letters of assignment for Rebecca Vandervanter, Schuler Elementary Secretary, Ryan Henderson, High School Physical Education and Weight Training Teacher, Kelly Northwick, Washington Elementary Special Education Teacher, and Lindsay Jones, third grade teacher. The news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.